All right, welcome to the Nightside Project on this Monday night. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. And all eyes right now are on a small group of men up in Oregon who are camped out, and they say that they are not going to leave until the government gives in to their demands. And a number of those people we've seen in the news before, including Ammon and Ryan Bundy, who, of course, were part of the that standoff with police.
Yeah, Cliven.
Over in Nevada.
Yeah, that's right.
Cliven Bundy. Now, that infamous rancher who wouldn't pay his fees. And, well, we all saw how that went.
Well, and in the end, Ethan, this standoff seems interesting, to say the least, because what a lot of people hadn't necessarily been aware of, I think a lot of folks might have been taken by surprise that this whole thing went down, and then suddenly the LDS Church has to make a comment about the whole situation, and they went, wait, what? I thought we were just, because if you looked at it from the national news side, mm-hmm. which is what a lot of people saw, a lot of people might have seen the, you know, the CNN updates over the weekend or whatever it might have been, and wherever you get your national news, you know, over the weekend, and they go, oh, look at these guys who have taken over this federal building. You know, you hear this federal building takeover. The words federal building, like, usually
you still
are
think Oklahoma City.
That's exactly,
yeah.
Right. And yeah. So when that happened, I think a lot of people went, what did they take over? And it was an unoccupied building in very, very rural Oregon. Does it make it any less illegal? No. And when you started to see people go, when you saw the LDS Church make a statement, you went, well, now, what was the connection here? So the Bundy family and a lot of the people who are associated with the Bundy family are of the LDS faith. And in all of this, a lot of the videos that have been posted by Ammon Bundy, who's the son of Cliven Bundy.
And if his first name wasn't an indicator enough.
A clue, yeah, right? gave you enough of a clue. There are numerous videos that we found online that made it to where you went, aha, this is why the church had to respond. This is Ammon Bundy.
I want you to also understand that there's a lot of people that don't believe that what we did was right. But I know that what we did is right. I know the Lord is involved. And I know that we're going to see great things come from this.
So you watch any of these videos, and of course you can see that cultural connection that brings it here close to home. But Alex, I want to ask you about some of the things that people have been talking about. Some are calling these guys domestic terrorists. Do you think that that fits?
Well, I mean, if it was just a standard definition, the answer is yes. I mean,
you think so?
Well, these are guys who basically under, armed, movement, being able to take over a federal building and are willing to kind of it's not really a standoff yet, right?
No. They're
just
up there.
It's not a standoff, but they have taken this for themselves. And they have said that they will, and in that same video that you're listening to right there, he said, we want people to come onto the ranch and to come with us and be a part of this. And we want you to stand up for your rights as well, and we will protect you in this. And he said, and I promise that we'll protect you. And I thought, well, that sounds kind of weird, doesn't
it? I dispute, though.
I feel like if it goes down to just a definition of domestic violence or domestic terrorism, then the answer is yes. Now, would you look at these guys and meet them on the street and go, that's a domestic terrorist right there? The answer is no, because it's not a Timothy McVeigh taking lives type of a situation. I think people usually wait for people to have incidents that are things like hurting others, taking lives, people hostage, things like that. And domestic terrorism, here's what it says. In the United States, consists of incidents confirmed as or suspected to be terrorist acts. These attacks can be considered domestic because they were carried out by U.S. citizens or by U.S. permanent. Now,
sure.
Now,
but
here's the thing: was there an attack in there? No, it didn't feel like it was an attack. It was an abandoned building. It feels like a giant protest.
Well,
more than
it's
it does
not.
A,
it's
a terrorism
it's
deal.
It's history's most self-righteous camping trip is what it is, at least right now. And I dispute the term terrorism because terrorism, you can make a terroristic threat. Terrorism is violence for political purposes. That's what terrorism is. And so I think that they're definitely walking in that arena because they have indicated that they're prepared to use violence.
Well, and they're using the basis of religion also, or at least their religious beliefs to kind of pull this off.
But you don't need religion to be a terrorist. Terrorism is political violence, and so the. And so I think they're kind of in that territory, but I don't think that they're terrorists because they haven't made any explicit threats of violence yet, but they've indicated a willingness to use violence. So they're obviously kind of pointing their toes in that direction, but I don't think that you can realistically call them terrorists or even say they made terroristic threats at this point.
If you were somebody who saw this happen today and you saw that the LDS Church said, hey, if you're going to do something like this is paraphrasing, you cannot. If you feel a certain way that you're being treated a certain way, then we feel like you need to come to a consensus in a legal way that there needs to be a peaceful and legal manner to go through with this instead of going in this direction. And I hope that they feel sheepish now by sort of declaring that, they have in so many videos. And I know that you're not a huge fan of this part of it, but to me, it seemed important today that when all those videos came forward with these guys saying, saying, I know that the Lord has his hand in this, and I know that the Lord is making his... on the video, when he says that the Lord is making is going to have his actions move forward, and he uses us as his instruments, then you go, okay, that's a little bit much. When the LDS Church says, hey, no, we don't condone this at all, I hope they feel sheepish about it and go, okay... Let's think of a different way to do this.
These guys can make whatever claim that they want, but I think put in a historical context, I think this is just more reaction to President Obama specifically, and I'll tell you why. Because I remember under President Clinton, we saw an explosion of the fringe extremists. Militias all across the country, but including here in the West. And we had, we had some standoffs, we had things like that. And it was tied to having a Democrat in the White House. These guys, they are very apocalyptic minded. They're delusional about the way that the way that America is.
Yeah, but none of them took control of a federal building either.
Well, but we had standoffs, we had shootings, we had actual terrorist attacks, and I think it's what you're seeing here is under President Obama now, you saw another ramp up of these fringe extremists, and I will say one thing on their behalf, and that is that they are completely delusional, but you know what they are is they're faithful to their delusion. They are faithful to their delusion. There are a lot of people out there that will say that they are being enslaved by the government. They'll accuse President Obama of being a tyrant. They'll accuse him of being a dictator, and they'll accuse him of treason. And they'll accuse Congress of the same. And they'll say that they've been enslaved. They'll say they've been betrayed. They'll say that the Constitution is dead, has been completely suffocated. They'll make all these claims, but it's just talk. It's delusional talk. It's completely delusional talk. But, I'll give credit to these guys for being faithful to the delusion, more so than you see in kind of the run-of-the-mill, fundamentalist extremists, of which we see a lot of. I mean, frankly, we see and hear that kind of talk all the time. But I give credit to these guys for being faithful to the delusion.
Would we give credit to terrorists for carrying because they believed in it? That's
I just feel like they're showing more integrity than most people who say that President Obama is a traitor and Congress ruined the Constitution. I feel like if there's one, they got one thing going for them, it's
all right.
They're faithful to it.
Happy New Year. Ethan is back to being delusional himself. give credit to these guys. They carried out what they believed in. Even if it was against the law, even if it's something that is completely off the reservation, pun intended.